Once these immigrants reach Mexico's northern border with the U.S., they may encounter tighter security. The Senate last night approved President Bush's plan to deploy National Guardsmen to the border. It's the latest amendment to an immigration bill that looks like it will be passed by the Senate later this week, even though Republicans are sharply divided over it. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Since the White House asserts President Bush has the power to send National Guardsmen to the border, the Senate's 83-10 vote approving that was largely symbolic. There was far less unanimity, though, when Georgia Republican Saxby Chambliss proposed another amendment. It would remove from the immigration bill a provision assuring wages of $7.86 an hour for 1.5 million undocumented agricultural workers who'd be given legal status.
This is about fairness. It's about equity. It's about ensuring that farm workers who come here under the base bill, which I frankly don't agree with, but if we're going to pass it, then let's be fair to those employees who come here and work in agriculture. Let's pay them the rate that is prevailing in the area in which they work.
But Massachusetts Democrat Edward Kennedy said those prevailing wages often amount to only $3 or $4 an hour.
$3 or $4 an hour? We might not have many farmers in Massachusetts, but whoever we have in Massachusetts understand below poverty wages. And $3 or $4 an hour for piecework are poverty wages, and they are wrong.
Backers of the immigration bill defeated Chambliss's amendment 50-43. Today, the Senate votes on another controversial amendment. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein wants to junk the bill's three-tiered plan, which puts only those illegal immigrants who've been here more than 5 years on a path to citizenship. Those here less than 2 years would have to leave, and those here between 2 and 5 years would have to travel to a point of entry to apply for guest worker status.
Why would someone who is already living here, clandestinely, working, and already active in their community, voluntarily come forward and register with the Department of Homeland Security and leave the United States to join this program with no certainty they can get back and no certainty about their family and no certainty about whether, well, there is no path to earn legalization.
Feinstein proposes letting all illegal immigrants who entered before 2006 to remain and pursue citizenship. Meanwhile, a slew of new amendments are being pushed by Republicans who oppose the bill, including Alabama's Jeff Sessions.
I hope that we'll be able to get a vote on them. I know that people are saying, no, we need to move this bill on. We can't go another day. We've got to finish this debate. You guys have had your little amendments. The train is moving. Get off the track. We're going forward.
Indeed, in a move last night to hasten the bill's completion this week, Majority Leader Bill Frist called for a cloture vote to limit further debate. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.